Welcome back to the podcast. This is Off the Air. More banter, less filter. Más banter, less filtro, since it's Cinco de Mayo. Some of that was actual Spanish. Marcus, Sandy, producer Jason, thanks for joining us. What are we talking about today?
There's an article I found about toxic compliments. And yeah. There's four of them. Compliments you should not be giving people. Now, really quick, I'm reading this, and the author of this article is a woman, and I feel like this is just shit she's tired of hearing to herself.
Okay.
So I just want to put that, because everything that she says is the compliment you should not say is something that's been said to her specifically. So just so you know. Number one, you're so short / tiny. Mm. If you're a guy and you're tiny or short, that must suck too. She says she's 5'2". She hates hearing it.
Does that suck, Jason?
Jason's not short.
I'm like 5'8", 5'9", bruh.
That's short, bruh. You're like,
is that short? Size.
No, he's not.
Are you 5'8 or 5'9"? Because there's a difference.
I mean, 5'8 and a half. I don't know.
I'm kind of being a dick right now. I'm swinging my 6-foot big dick around.
No,
right
but
now.
Seriously, is that considered not tall for a guy?
I think it's average. I do.
Okay.
I think I'm a little bit on the tall side. Thank God. I was so horrified I was going to grow up short. This is and this is not a slam on short people, but for me personally, I needed to be tall.
That was a fear growing up. I'm going to be short. That's very odd.
Yes, because my sister used to beat the shit out of me, and all I wanted was to be taller than her, so she couldn't harass me anymore.
So this compliment is short specific. Is there something on here about tall specific?
No, because okay. That's why I mentioned it was the woman that wrote this article said she's 5'2".
Okay,
and all of these were directed towards her. That's
because my wife is considered a tall woman. I guess she doesn't to me look like tall. Like, I don't look at her and go like, that's a tall woman. But apparently she's taller than most women.
Is she 5'7" or 5'8"?
She's just slightly taller than me. So, I'm going to say within the 5'9 or 5'10 range. Please don't lock me into these numbers. I'm just guessing. But that's why she always wants me to stand in front of her in photos to try to make the appearance of parody or even like I'm bigger.
So my mom's 5'8", and that is considered tall. The part of this compliment that I think people think is actually a good compliment is you're tiny. That's in some people's minds is a compliment to a lady.
Small is good.
Even if you say you're so short, you're just pointing out something that the person already knows. They know how tall they are. They like it's just one of those things that doesn't need to be said at all.
I mean,
so
it's not
a compliment.
This isn't a toxic compliment. It's an annoying statement, right?
Well, toxic is how you get the clickbait. That's the word for clickbait.
Oh,
headline.
I see what's going on here. Okay. Also, how I'm going to get clickbait for this podcast. Go on.
Right, Sandy. How tall are you?
I think I'm 5'6".
Okay. So
you are?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh. For some reason, I haven't seen Sandy like in person in a year, but I always think of Sandy as tall.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you're not tall. Thin. Oh, you want to be tall?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Anything that makes me feel thinner. Now, speaking of number two, we're talking about toxic compliments, not to tell someone you lost or gained weight. It looks good on you.
Well, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
As long as you don't follow up with, I remember when you were fat. That
or what if it was like, because that's what that means, though.
Yeah, but you're not saying, oh, you used to be fat. Like, that's different, right?
I don't know. I think it translates to that. I did a tweet the other day about how, like, I was telling a guy friend that I was trying to lose weight, and he was really supportive. And I was like, I mean, I know he's supportive, but there's a fine line. Like, are you secretly hoping, like, wow, you're going to look so good when you lose all that fat?
Oh, like you said, like, I'm on a diet plan. They're like, well, thank God.
I know. I think that's how I interpreted it.
And that's why it's considered toxic. You hit it right on the head without even meaning to. Is because if you ask somebody who's super woke, way more woke than we are, to equate someone's weight or size or fat or lack of to how good they look is considered toxic. It's considered offensive. What, I'm fat, therefore I'm ugly? You know what I mean?
That bugs me. I think I've told you guys this story off the air, but I've never shared it on the air. So I used to work on another morning show, and we were talking about a story that Gabby Sidibe had been losing weight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to acknowledge it, even though it was very obvious.
Right.
And she would lash out anytime anybody mentioned anything about it. So I did some tweet. I forget if it was from my account or if it was from the show's account. I think it was my account, actually. And I said, we're talking about this, you know, this news story. Gabby said it by so ridiculous. And she hits back, like, at the tweet immediately. Mind your business. Like, all, like, tone, like, read into the tone. And I'm like, there you go. Point proven. Well, and it just bugs me because it's like people were being very complimentary. They were trying to be nice and say nice things about her. And she was making it negative, which really annoyed me.
But she's probably tired of people always focusing on her weight. She's probably dealt with it her entire life.
I get that, but don't you just kind of silently deal with that on your own, not lash out at every moment you can get?
No, you tell people like you to quit being a dick.
It's because people are more accepting when you're thinner. It's just that's how it is. Yeah. It's annoying.
But I mean, aren't there also not a doctor, not even a nutritionist, not even a smart person. But isn't there health benefits to not carrying around that extra weight?
Not for everybody. There are a lot of people who are quote unquote, you know, based on their blood work, healthy, but for whatever reason, they are what society deems to be overweight, and therefore they are discounted.
Yeah,
even if it's subconsciously, and that is the woke perspective that people are trying.
Yeah,
to
I guess. I just on this whole topic of the weight, my whole opinion is just take the damn compliment.
Well, but why should it be a compliment? I don't know. Sandy, jump in here. Am I on the right track?
It's up to the individual. It's just when you get treated differently when you look a certain way. And that could be bigger, that could be smaller. And that's why it's hard to accept compliments, because it makes you feel like, why didn't you value me or see me when I was a different weight, whether I was tinier or bigger? You know what I mean? All you want is just for people to see you for who you are. And it sucks that it takes losing weight. Most of the time it's losing.
Right.
I rarely hear about it gaining for you to be acknowledged.
Because in society, even subconsciously, you know, when we see someone who is overweight, we automatically equate it to being lazy, no matter what, without knowing any of the backstory. Could be medical, could be impossible for them to lose weight because of thyroid issues or whatever, but nobody sees that. 10 out of 10 times you see somebody bigger walking down the street, you just automatically assume that they're lazy, and we don't want lazy people in our society. Am I making sense?
Yeah, no,
we're
that's
dicks.
True.
Society is a dick.
We're dicks.
Dude. Society
is dicks. And so when you see somebody is fit, you say to yourself, oh, that person put in work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it may just
be
great
genes. I am trying to lose weight, and if people compliment me, I'm all about it.
There you go.
That's 100%. For myself, but that's just for me, because I know I feel better when I look different, when I'm actually trying. Look, I'm probably about 50 pounds away from where I want to be. I've got a lot of weight to lose, but just being more active and actually caring about what I'm doing, like, that makes me feel more confident. But when the body starts changing, when the weight comes off, like, yeah, I
so,
like that. I've
so
wanted
if you
that,
get but, that compliment, like, girl looking good, you invite that?
I'm okay with it. Yeah, absolutely.
At Sandy
Just
Steck,
wait till next year. I'm going to be super slutty next year.
If you're,
next
if
year's going to be like slutty outfits, and I'm ready to go.
If you're a hot bearded man in a flannel and you lay down a compliment in Sandy's DMs, followed by let's bone.
No, not in the
can't
DMs.
Be that obvious.
I'm thinking a compliment like Publix, and other people can see it too.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
Ultimate vanity. Jason's like, it needs to be shown. All right, let's move on. We're talking about toxic.
Give me 1 second to make a point. It's difficult for me to embrace what you just said because I feel the exact same way. And I've lost 23 pounds now since pandemic started. I feel sexy as fuck. And I like the way that I feel. I like the way that I look. It gives me confidence. But it's not because I'm trying to do it for society. I'm trying to do it for me.
But did you try, or did you kind of accidentally lose weight?
Well, you know, you lose weight the same way Jason does exercise. It's because of the lifestyle. Like, I'm not sleeping that much. I'm not eating that much. I've finally got my diabetes meds dialed in.
Oh, so you're doing like a Hollywood crash diet. I need to lose weight for a movie role.
You didn't eat out as much. You didn't eat out at all. You haven't been all out to a restaurant since like last March, right?
And then I figured out that when I do eat like a D-bag, like if I'm going to have the deep fried tacos or whatever, I do it in the afternoon, not at night. At nighttime, I'm super light. And that seems to work for me. But my point being, like, I don't want to create this environment in my house with a 6-year-old little girl that says, you know, daddy likes himself better when he's thin. except that I do.
I mean, is she's going to, Marcus, she's going to eventually hear you say these things. Like, you can't hide your
vanity. Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't necessarily disagree with anything you're saying, but maybe don't say it out loud so much.
Well, I'm saying it out loud because we're here in the trust tree. The podcast to me is
the trust tree. You say it all the time on the air. You say it on our podcast. Like,
the trust tree is like the entire world's population of Marcus.
Yeah, this is not a secret. It's public. I mean, people listen to our podcasts.
My point is, I don't think people should be persecuted if they are overweight. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair for society to make snap judgments. But for me personally, when I lose weight, I feel better about myself and it gives me confidence, period.
Yeah.
That's all. Anyway,
right on.
Moving on.
All right, let's move on to the next one. You look, yes. See, this is your guy. This is a woman thing. You look better without makeup. And she's right. Basically saying that if, imagine, you know, your wives mm-hmm. put on some new makeup that they wanted to try, and you say, oh, you look, you don't need that. She said, it's not that I need that, it's I want that.
Oh, yeah. Goes, that's a good one.
And I'm, yeah. So I kind of understood when she explained it like that. I would love to, you know, this
why
one,
does she
doesn't,
want it? Why?
Because she wants to feel pretty.
Marcus, just, you know this as
no,
much
curious.
As I do.
I'm curious.
You know this
I'm
as much as I do. The answer to any type of question about how does this look or I'm trying something new, it's always, yes, amazing, love it. Like any right. version
it's
of that.
It's the same 100%. Reason you say you feel better when you lose weight. We sometimes right. feel better when we have makeup on. It's the same reason I like false eyelashes. I feel pretty with them. I like the way I feel with them.
Right.
It's just a vanity thing.
I will never say to my wife, you don't need all that makeup. She doesn't put a ton of makeup on. She really doesn't need it. What I will say is, I love your natural beauty. I will okay. say that. If I see her first thing in the morning, and she's just so beautiful, and I'm like, you know, I love your natural beauty. But you leave out the, hey, man, you don't need all that makeup. You know okay. what I mean? And again, she doesn't. She puts a little foundation on, a little the mascara, and a little bit of lip something. I'm talking like I know anything about anything.
I think that was all right.
Yeah, but I just say I love your natural beauty, and then we move on. You know what I mean?
I always think about Gwen Stefani when we talk about this, because she does not go in public without makeup, like a right. full face. And I think she's gorgeous, but I don't know what she looks like without it. I'm sure she right. looks great. I remember Blake Shelton said, you know, I love how you look in the morning with no makeup. But she, you know, some people just don't want to show people that. And I understand that, too.
Yeah.
And, all right, yeah. Let's move on to number four. Number four, your boobs are huge.
Well, now who would...
I've unfortunately never had this said to me. I'm kind of sad about that.
Now, wait a minute. Who would say that to somebody?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. People are dumb.
It's really in the delivery. You have to accentuate the right syllables. You have huge boobs.
That is so dumb. Wow, somebody actually said that to this lady?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, the thing is with boobs too, like especially a lot of people who get breast implants, they're right. so comfortable with them. They want to show them off. So they'll yes. lift their shirt up and take their bra off and be like, look at them. And you're like, you're flashing your titty.
Wait, okay.
I'm sorry. Wait. Who are these ladies that are lifting up their
okay,
shirts?
Excuse me. Rewind. What did you just say? People will flash their boobs? What are you
Where
talking
are these
about?
Ladies? Is this a website? What do you need a URL for research?
It's just a couple of friends of mine in the past have done this.
They like, this is girl to girl, Marcus.
Yes, oh, girl to girl.
My
Sorry.
Other favorite website. What?
I thought this was
God.
Like,
you
know.
You guys are 12 years old, and it's pointless talking to you.
No, I thought you were talking about, like, you're going. At dinner, you're at, like, Morton's or
no,
something.
No, you're not. You're not at a steakhouse.
Yo, check out the puppies.
So, okay, like, just for curiosity's sake, so you've had friends that have gotten breast augmentations, and then they want to say, like, hey, look how good it is, and then they just whip them out, and then what are they saying? Like, what are the key features
saying, no,
here?
I'm just saying, let's say you know someone with big boobs, mm-hmm. and you just comment to them that, oh my God, your tits are huge. Like, it's not something that everyone's comfortable with here. Like, first of all, they know.
Right.
Go
what
on.
If it's woman to woman?
It depends on the friendship.
Okay.
I've had a friend like that where I was like, dude, we called her Tiggle Bitties. That was her name, Tiggle Bitties. Mama Tiggle Bitties.
Can we get,
and
can
she
we
was
get
in
the
on
ad?
The joke.
We're 12.
Can we get the ad on Instagram or
it.
What?
Well, see, never mind. I give up.
I'm kidding. Come on. What? Go on. I'm sorry.
I got nothing else. I just wanted to give that reference.
That is funny. Wow.
Sandy, you ever play the tit slap game? I learned that.
Marcus,
one.
I don't
shut
have
up.
Enough to slap. I don't.
You're
there's
dumb.
No slapping with my
no,
tits.
No, my wife
but
and her
used
friends.
To.
Yeah.
She, my friend who's Tiggle Bitties would slap her husband with them. She would also tell me that she would hide things in them when she went to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had ginormous boobs. She actually got a breast reduction recently.
Oh. Don't women put like their lipstick in their cleavage and like little shots of vodka and other things?
I haven't done anything fun like that in a while, but if I really wanted to, I could put a lipstick in there, maybe something small. But I
could do like an airplane bottle of liquor.
Full wallet.
Right?
I mean, yeah, but that would feel weird. I think, honestly, my boobs are small enough where they'd see it. They'd be like, excuse me, ma'am. Why? What is that little rectangular object in the bottom of your boobs?
And this was a long time. This was like a decade and a half ago whenever my wife and I first met. She and her friends are hilarious. I went to a party one time, and they played the boob slap game, and they would just walk around and slap each other in the tits.
Doesn't that hurt?
I don't know. I don't have tits.
You got to imagine. I mean, isn't that sports bras were created because you don't want them jumping up and down because that would cause pain, correct?
It was hilarious. It's like a guy's doing a cup check or something. It was hilarious to me. God,
wow,
so long ago.
They're female versions of like dumb frat guys. I didn't know
that.
Yes.
So like my wife is like the coolest chick you'll ever meet in your life. But anyway, final point I want to make is on breast augmentations, because it took me a long time to realize sometimes ladies get breast augmentations to feel better about themselves. I always thought they were doing it for somebody else because I'm an idiot.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like your man, you want boobs to make your man happy or whatever, so he'll motorboat more. I don't even know what. But it was explained to me that like it's a self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
Anything cosmetic, that's absolutely an esteem thing.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not smarter. What else?
You're evolved now.
It's not smart. You're just not very sensitive. But anyways.
That was the last one. The boob one was the big closer.
Oh, that was the big, that's how she closed on. That was our mic drop.
Any other toxic compliments we want to add, or does that do it?
I have not thought that far ahead. I just think you have to be real careful when you're saying anything about somebody's appearance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just have to be careful.
Not the least of which is get you dragged into HR.
Yeah.
Like, literally at the office, I think we can get away with nice sweater. And even that can be misconstrued.
I wouldn't say that.
We can see the puppies through the front.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that to somebody. No
way.
Wow,
you look like you got hit in the back by 2 MX missiles. Am I right?
Oh, wow.
What the fuck?
That's stuff that I just pulled out of my junior high suitcase.
Wow. That was gross.
Is there a compliment you can give somebody at the office and not get dragged into HR if you're a dude? Probably not.
I'm sure there is, but you're the guys. You tell me.
Nope. Yeah,
we don't even go to the office anymore, so what does it matter?
Right,
we're all home.
Actually, it doesn't matter. We should just peek right here.
We don't even have an HR department, so hey, happy 2021, everyone.
Yeah, what are they going to email us?
Hey, the janitor just said...
We need to talk to you. Let's schedule a meeting. Let's schedule a video 3 Sundays from tomorrow.
Yep.
Right.
All right. We've peaked. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you very much. If you want to catch up with us online, at Marcus and Sandy, everywhere online. Sandy, what do you got?
I'm at Sandy Steck, SandySTEC.
For me, it's Marcus D, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Radio Jason D, IG.
Hope we didn't offend. Hope you enjoyed. And we'll talk to you next week.